Relevance theory, which is the way that we've largely looked at pragmatics through, is obviously done from the hearer's point of view. What is it that you infer when you are hearing a human being talking? To do that, you obviously need a cooperative speaker as well, because the message that you decode has been designed by a speaker with a view to your getting the message, normally, unless they're trying to deceive you, that the speaker is trying to put across. So the speaker has to put themselves in your position in order to know what it is that your cognitive environment currently has in it that enables you and they to communicate. It follows that if you know someone very well and you've basically tuned your two cognitive environments to a fair extent, communication can be a lot more brief than it can if you don't know someone very well. So people who've been married for years tend to be able to understand each other quite quickly, whereas if you meet someone for the first time, you end up being much more explicit than you would otherwise. In academic writing, there's a clear reason for being explicit, since you do not know who the reader on the other end of what you're writing is, and so you tend to have to spell things out more. You use fewer pronouns, you basically think all the time, what if the person doesn't in fact know what I'm talking about? How can I best explain that and be more detailed so that we can, if you like, tune our relevant cognitive environments.